Oh, love that. That's Rod Stewart and CeeLo Green. And Merry Christmas, baby.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Now, this is that event I was telling you about tomorrow night at 7:30. It's an audience with Rod Stewart. This has been organised by St Francis Hospice, and it's at the United Services Club, 28 Morney Road in Romford. And Paul Metcalf takes to the stage as Rod Stewart to perform a selection of Rod's popular hits from his days with the Faces through to the Great American Songbook, all performed in the style and charisma of the real deal. And I'll be chatting to Paul in just a moment. Afterwards, DJ Andy Furno will keep you dancing till the end of the night. Tickets are just £12.50 for that, and you can get them by calling 01708 771407. And if you go to our website and look at our events guide, you'll also find some click-through links to a website and Twitter pages that'll tell you more about that.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
And joining me on the phone now, it's Paul Metcalf. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Oh, very well, thank you. Looking forward to tomorrow night?
I certainly am, yes.
Now, you've performed your Rod Stewart tribute show, both solo and with your band, all over the world in theatres and music venues,
yep,
and at corporate functions, weddings, private parties.
That's right.
So when did you first realise you could sing like Rod?
Well, I used to sing in pubs and clubs, and people would come up to me. I used to do a couple of Rod Stewart tunes, amongst others. People come up to me and say, "Well, you sound exactly like Rod Stewart." I was kind of going, "Do I?" I kind of wasn't quite sure, but you know, enough people told me, convinced me. So I thought, well, maybe I should get on the tribute scene then.
Yeah, well, I personally haven't seen you perform live, but I've had a look at some of the videos of your performances,
yeah,
as Rod,
yeah,
and I have to say, I think you're stunning.
Oh, thank
you very much. Your voice, your mannerisms, the whole performance is Rod Stewart to a T.
Thank you.
Have you had to work hard to achieve this?
Well, I've naturally got that kind of sort of raspy voice.
I was going to ask you, is it, you know, your singing voice, is it something you've had to work at, but it's natural, is it?
I had sort of the basics of it there, but I have worked on it a lot, yeah. I've studied Rod, looked at videos, and I'm a big fan of his anyway,
right.
So over the years I've just kind of, I've just absorbed it all, and I've sort of, as soon as I'm on stage, I can sort of turn myself into Rod. I sort of think I am Rod, you know.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you've got to be to put over a convincing,
yeah,
performance,
right,
haven't,
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, to dedicate yourself to something like this, I would think you'd have to be a fan in the first place.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of great material to work with there.
Oh, it's fantastic.
What is your favourite song to perform as Rod?
Well, I would have to say Maggie May, I think.
Ah.
I mean, it's the song that everyone wants to hear.
That's the song that gets them all going, isn't it, really?
And I mean, I can get away with doing it twice in the evening and people never get tired of hearing it. You know, and it just gets everyone going. It's fantastic.
Right. Do you ever get fed up with it?
Pardon?
Do you ever get fed up with it?
No, I don't. You know, it was an interesting story about Maggie May, because it was, when it was recorded, lots of people told Rod that they didn't think it was any good.
Right.
Didn't have a chorus or anything. So they nearly left it off the album, and it never,
oh, wow,
never saw the light of day. But in fact, they had to put it on the album because they hadn't got any more songs available. And of course, the rest is history. So
that's right.
It nearly never made it.
A bit like Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. The record company didn't want to put it out, did they? Yeah, it's amazing.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, all these experts. I don't know. There you go.
What do they know?
Indeed. Yeah. Now, what about Paul Metcalf? Do you ever perform as yourself?
I do. I do sometimes. Yeah. I mean, these days, Rod takes up all my time.
Yeah.
But I used to perform as Paul Metcalf. Yeah, and that was good fun. But
and what sort of music do you perform?
Oh, everything across the board, really.
Right.
I mean, when I was a lot younger, I was in a couple of original bands, trying to make it, which of course so many people try and do.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, you kind of give it a good crack, but then you realise that.
You're up.
I'm not going to be a pop star in my own right, so why not try being somebody else?
Right. And well, you obviously enjoy it. Just watching you
love
on
it.
The stage, you look great. Look,
yeah,
like you're really,
it,
enjoying it.
Yeah.
And now you've got some new material to work with as well. What do you think of Rod's new album?
Well, my missus went out and bought it.
Right.
And yeah, it's good. I mean, it's amazing, really, considering he's 70.
Mm.
And he's still got that enthusiasm and creativity to come out with new material. So I think it's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
Yeah. Now, Rod's covered sort of many genres in his time, from early R&B to Motown, the Great American Songbook, pop, and a Christmas album too.
Yeah.
In your set, do you perform songs from every genre?
I do. When I first heard the American Songbook, I wasn't sure. But then when I learnt it and started singing it myself, it's wonderful stuff to sing.
Yeah.
And I think Rod's put a new take on some of those classics.
Oh, yeah.
I do a couple of the Christmas numbers. And, again, having that sort of soul stuff from the Soul Book album to do as well is great. I mean, you know, I do Higher and Higher by the Jackie Wilson song.
Oh, great. Yeah, love it.
The dance floor just immediately fills up.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going to happen tomorrow night, then? What are you including in your set tomorrow night?
Well, I'm going to make sure that I include all the big songs. Maggie May, obviously. I'll be doing Sailing, Baby Jane, Do You Think I'm Sexy? I mean, I could go on all night.
Yeah.
Tonight, you know, You're In My Heart, Hot Legs, You Wear It Well. I mean, it's just, you know, it's over 40 years worth of material.
Absolutely.
To do, so it's just it's a blessing. It's great.
Well, as I said before, I was pretty stunned at the accuracy of your performance, but don't take my word for it. Have a listen to just a few of the testimonials I found on the internet. Here's one. Hi, Paul. I've just been researching Rod Stewart tributes, and you are by far and away the best. In fact, you're really quite amazing. Having seen Rod many times, it was difficult to tell you apart. That's Claire Williams from Bath. Then Richard Lation said, Paul, many thanks for a brilliant night. I think it's fair to say nobody was expecting something that good. Fantastic, thank you. And then possibly the best one of all from David and Mandy Shepherd. Every single person we've spoken to who went to the party have said that you were brilliant. Some people, including myself, thought that your performance was as good as the real thing, if not better. So better than Rod himself. How does that make you feel?
I won't better get my head through the door tomorrow night.
So
it's fantastic. It's
great. Good. So it's all in aid of St Francis Hospice tomorrow night. Of excellent calls. How did you get involved in the gig?
They contacted me to ask me if I got involved in doing charity work, and I do. When I get the opportunity, and so I was only too pleased to get on board and help raise money for. I mean, hospices do the most fantastic work.
Absolutely, yes.
Where would we be without them, you know?
So absolutely.
I'm only too pleased to be involved. It's great.
Well, well done. That's superb. Let's just remind ourselves of the details again. Tomorrow night at 7:30, it's an audience with Rod Stewart in aid of St Francis Hospice. It's at the United Services Club, 28 Morney Road in Romford. Paul Metcalfe takes to the stage as Rod Stewart. Tickets are £12.50, and you can get them by calling 01708 771 407. Good luck tomorrow night, Paul. Hope it goes really well. Just before you go, could you give us some contact details? How can anyone get in touch with you?
Well, I've got a website, which is www.rodstewarttribute.co.uk.
Right.
And next year I'm going to be touring UK theatres in a brand new show called Some Guys Have All the Luck.
Ah, right.
Rod Stewart story. So if they want to find the website, someguyshaveallheluck.com, all details are on there.
Well, should be headed to the West End, that one, shouldn't it?
Well, you never know.
All right, well, thanks very much indeed. That's Rod Metcalfe. No, hang on, Paul Stewart. It's Paul Metcalfe. Thanks very much, Paul. Right, I'm going to play another Rod record now, and you can introduce it. I haven't told you what it is, but I'm sure you'll know.
I've got a feeling this might be Maggie May.
Thanks ever so much, Paul. Have a great gig tomorrow night. Cheers.